this person that did it is a monster.
Radical district attorneys funded by globalist networks have turned American cities into crime zones with soft-on-crime policy results that innocent civilians have paid with their lives.
5 homicides in 2 weeks. Austin police say the recent string of killings are not connected.
This seems to happen every year. There seems to be usually a week or two where there's just quite a few homicides all in the same time period. These are all very different cases.
Pushback is finally arriving. In Travis County, Texas, DA Jose Garza, elected in 2020 on justice reform, promises of diversion, pretrial releases, and reduced prosecutions, is now under federal scrutiny. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee is demanding documents on his policies that allegedly shield illegal immigrants and undermine law enforcement with a July 7th deadline, but have they missed the mark? After ignoring piles of murder indictments, repeated clashes with police, and a perception of impunity for repeat offenders, Garza's equity experiment has cracked under the weight of stark reality.
Our approach to public safety works, but it flies in the face of right-wing Republican ideology. We have been told for so long that if we want to be safe, that all we need to do is lock up more and more people, particularly people in communities of color and working class communities. And we're told that if we just lock up more people like that, then our communities will be safe. But we know that that's not true.
You're not going to be protected in 800 plus cities and jurisdictions the Democrats run. They're monsters. And so to the globalist, and the same thing's happening in Europe and other areas, you murdered Jamie White. You opened the door. You created the climate. You created the conditions on purpose. George Soros, Alexander Soros, you murdered Jamie White. President Trump needs to point his finger at the Austin scumbag DA and say, you little monster, you are responsible. Jose Garza, just as much as the person or people that murdered our reporter.
And so what we have is a list of cases that may be cases that would have been subject to a 17-151 motion. We have reviewed all of those cases. The overwhelming majority of them were not indicted because the suspect had unmet mental health needs and is receiving mental health services as part of our mental health diversion program.
Garza would argue that there has been a significant drop in 2025 in overall violent crime, but compared to what? Garza increased Austin homicide rates to a record high in his first year, while in Garza's first 2 years, his office dismissed or declined 12,700 felony charges. This pattern isn't a coincidence. It's a coordinated assault on public safety. Compare that disaster to Oakland, California, Soros-backed DA Pamela Price's tenure that brought skyrocketing homicides, brazen thefts, and business exodus through slashed prosecutions and decarceration.
It's hard to be here and not be a little sad if you like sports. Behind us is a cemetery. The Oakland A's, the Oakland Raiders, and Golden State Warriors all used to play right in here. Financial issues in the city, San Francisco, Las Vegas have better offers. You watch Moneyball, I mean, Golden State Warriors, all gone now.
Voters recalled her in a 2024 landslide. Under her replacement, homicides plunged 30% to 33%.
If you called the cops here, how long would it take for them to show up?
Brother, look, you see all these bullet holes in me? I got bullet holes all in my body, bro. You gonna be sitting there. Sometimes, bro, you'll see a motherfucker dead sitting in the middle of the street for hours.
It's stupidly obvious. When you stop treating criminals as victims and start prosecuting them, the streets actually get safer. No root causes willy-nilly pandering, just results. With Congress now focusing on Garza, Travis County could follow Oakland's path before more blood is shed. The Soros House of Cards is buckling. John Bowne reporting for the Alex Jones Network at alexjoneslive.com.
We'll be back with the big Israel news and how we get our sovereignty back. Share the live feeds now at Real Alex Jones.
The info war is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at RealAlexJones and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And don't forget to download the app. Go to AlexJonesApp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
Two of this live Sunday, the 28th day of June, 2026 transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. All right, so let me finish up on Israel, which is just so central right now with all these different foreign powers and corporations trying to control our country and lobbying to basically censor us and set up different competing AI control grids. Israel's seen the vacuum of the Democratic Party falling apart. And they're not just trying to control our foreign policy. They're not coming in to control our domestic policy. They're primarying members of Congress that don't do whatever AIPAC says. AIPAC brags about it. And then if we say, hey, Israel's trying to take control of our country, they're trying to merge our military and intelligence in the Defense Authorization Act, it actually says that, then we're Hitler. And it doesn't work. And it's pissing a lot of people off that have never even been anti-Israel and haven't been, you know, against Israel. Like, who I had on Friday, Stephen Crowder's longtime producer and co-host, Gerald Morgan. He's pro-Israel. He's like, I'm done. Them trying to take over the military and intelligence and launching all these wars and saying they're going to kill everybody and burn all of Lebanon and take it all, Ben-Gavir. But if you don't agree with Ben-Gavir, who's even crazier than Netanyahu, literally a Jewish supremacist, then you're bad because you disagree with that. And then you're supposedly with the Muslims, too. Well, I know all the different sects of the Muslims. I know all the different groups. I know how big a threat they are. We harp on that for 30-plus years. And since we went over there and fought them, starting in 2001, there's on average 45 to 46 times the Muslims in Europe, the U.S., Canada, New Zealand, Australia, than there were. We had 500,000. Now we got tens of millions. Europe had 500,000. Now they got 30-something million and growing. You can look the numbers up. We've shown them on air. It's on average about 45, 46% times that. And Netanyahu wants to send the refugees from Gaza to the U.S. and Europe. I mean, it's crazy. So no one says Israel can't defend itself. No one that's serious. No one I know. But when you think you can use that as an excuse because of October 7th, when Israel created Hamas, stood down on October 7th for 7.5 hours, and then now use that, try to take over everything and say you're taking over and say you're taking all of Lebanon. And the Israeli ambassador of the U.S., Mike Huckabee, says we're going to take it all. It's biblical. And you're going to sign us onto it. And you've got the guy that primaried with all the foreign money, Thomas Massie, said we got to get a national draft in place now to go to full war in the Middle East. Now you want to draft my kids for Israel? No, thank you. So Israel's made itself the elephant in the living room. And just because I'm upset with Israel doesn't mean I'm with the Islamicist or I'm with the Nazis. That's very clear. And they try to call Tucker a Nazi. It doesn't work. And the whole world's turned against Israel. And Netanyahu admits that. And Trump says the world turned against Israel because of the way Netanyahu and Ben-Gavir have been behaving. Yeah, Trump, and you hooked your train to that. You hooked your caboose to that. Trump sounds like me now. For all you that criticize me, oh, there's Trump sounding just like me, but he flip-flops. He's back to saying he'll destroy all of Iran again today. We'll be getting to that, but I want to finish up with this. So here's the bombshell news right now. We clip this up and put it on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble. I want this clip right up front, being very clear about that. Did you know that Trump's head of all social media, one of his top advisors and speechwriters, came out Alex Brusewitz, very respected, went on Tucker and said, listen, Trump knows personally Israel's trying to take control of the U.S. He's pro-Israel, but he's not pro the regime. He tries to act friendly and nice, powerful hour-and-a-half interview. We already knew all this, but here's a guy very close to Trump. So don't think just as Trump sits there and glazes Netanyahu in public, that's what he really thinks. And, of course, Tucker's talked about that. Trump's told him that. Tucker's explained Netanyahu hates your guts, congratulated Biden as the first foreign leader when they stole the election 2020. Trump goes, I know that, but I care about Israel. And I really deeply don't want Iran to have a nuke. Trump really believes he's doing the right thing. But Trump understands that Israel's manipulating him and Congress, and Trump's pissed off about it. And Trump has said that. Hey, you wouldn't even exist without me right now. Hey, Netanyahu, you'd be in prison right now. You better stop running your mouth and putting us down. We're your only friends that are left. Everybody hates you now because of the way you behave. And then the vice president comes out and repeats all that. Are they calling him anti-Semitic? Yeah, the Israeli newspapers, some of them are calling him a backstabber, a traitor. Meryl Adamson's newspapers are calling him that. Good luck with that. Just attack Trump more and you'll get him back on track where he was before he fell under your spell. So here is one of Trump's top advisors, head of all his social media, his top advisor in that area, saying, I got offered $20 million during this conflict to put Israeli propaganda out. Now boil that down. That's a foreign government. Listen to this now. A foreign government has gone to a top Trump administration official, imagine the ones that took the money, and said, we'll give you $20 million a year to push our propaganda. That's espionage. That is spying. That is election meddling. That is internal meddling in our politics. That's everything we heard Russia was doing, never any real evidence. They do some of it. China, it was the gorilla in the room before. It's still big in doing it. The EU, the UK is involved in our domestic stuff. Hollywood, BlackRock, the big banks, the ESGs, the social credit scores, they're all in here. And we're fighting them all, and Ken Paxton won court cases against BlackRock, trying to control corporations and the way we operate in Texas, and we're going after BlackRock, and we're going after the Chi-Coms, and we're going after the EU, and we're going after big tech, trying to get total liability protection with AI to do whatever the hell it wants. Any big group out of control trying to swing its Johnson around and slap us in the face and take our sovereignty, we're against it. But in a race car race, Israel's in the pole position right now as the gorilla in the room, the biggest gorilla in the room, the biggest elephant in the room. And I'd say it was in the top five before, but it's now really trying to run things. And here he is saying, they came to me and tried to buy me off. Well, then we have Netanyahu last summer admitting this and admitting it since. And now, again, $500 million spent last year. And then another $780 million allotted just a month and a half ago. And you got the World Jewish Conference a month ago announcing, yeah, we've spent, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars every few months, and it's not working. Everybody hates us more. Well, when you call people Nazis that don't want to be in a failed war and don't want the Strait of Hormuz closed and don't want the recovery killed and don't want a new Vietnam, and the Pentagon said the mullahs probably wouldn't fall and it'd be a failure, the Joint Chiefs told Trump that, the Netanyahu drug us into Midnight Hammer and this new bigger war, you can't just call everybody Nazis. It only pisses them off. So this is criminal. And just because it's Israel doesn't mean it's okay. I don't want China. I don't want Russia. I don't want the EU. I don't want BlackRock controlling our domestic politics. I'm always harping on Soros with all the NGO money and State Department money. And I heard he was going to get indicted. And they've cut off some of his funding through USAID and EPA and groups. But he's back again. Bound Report, AlexJonesLive.com, Bound Report, Soros, DAs go to hell. They're getting cut off. They're getting in trouble. States are removing him. We're pushing back, but not enough. It's not enough because Soros is back in the news, putting in $100 million into these midterm elections that we know of. Why? Why is he in jail for all the crimes he's already been caught doing with Act Blue and the rest of it? So before we go to Trump's chief social media advisor and speechwriter and advisor, let's play Netanyahu last summer with a group of Christian influencers, first announcing his eight-front war, then he officially announces it, and he's done it dozens of times. You've seen it. But I think it's important when I make a claim to show it to you. Here he is announcing it.
So something I would like to raise, which was actually my first published paper, was how you and the Likud party are cut from the same ideological cloth as Trump and the GOP in America. And so specifically with Charlie Kirk's assassination, who was a big mentor of mine, my first mentor in the space, evangelicals, from all my research, evangelicals are the reason that Israel has been supported in public sphere outside of just Jews. So with Charlie's assassination and with the kind of trajectory that we see with like Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson, I guess I'm curious about what's another game plan if we lose evangelical support for the state of Israel? What's our backup plan to be strong like outside of the diaspora?
Christian influencers? Okay. You said, talked about the woke right. He said, I call it the woke Reich. That's a brilliant. The woke Reich, because these people, you know, they're not any different from the woke left. I mean, they're insane. They're lunatics. But they're actually meeting on some of the things. And what we have to do is we have to secure that part of our, the base of our support in the United States. That is being challenged systematically. A lot of this is done with money. Money of NGOs, vast. Money of governments, vaster. Okay? We have to fight back. How do we fight back? Our influencers. I think you should also talk to them if you have a chance. To that community, they're very important.
We've not been winning it, to put it mildly. I think there are vast forces that are arrayed against us. Among other things, the algorithms of the social network that are driving a lot of everything else, you know, and people who really know, and they're the foremost people in this field in the world, they're telling me that about 60% of the responses on the social media are bots. They can categorically say they're bots.
Now, I've tried to add it all up, but nobody knows the total number. I bet even Israel doesn't, because they've got the Adelsons giving hundreds of millions. They've got all these other rich pro-Israel expansion Jews giving. The Israeli government last year, $500 million. This year, they said, a month ago, $730 million. But then there was another $50 million that they added onto it. This is the AI overview from Google. We'll punch that up. You just type in Israel funds $700 million for propaganda. Israel recently approved a massive public diplomacy and advocacy budget, $730 million, 2.35 billion shekels for its propaganda and public awareness apparatus. And it's a fivefold increase from previous years. Let's scroll down. We'll show you the Times of Israel and some of their mainstream articles saying it. So I just want to get this clear that all this propaganda, all this brainwashing you're seeing is admittedly paid for. That's just the government. $500 million and $780 million. Do the math. That is a massive amount of money. Israel just quintupled its PR budget to $730 million. Experts say it won't work. Yeah, I said that at the time. That was in a few months ago. So it's here is Trump's chief advisor on social media, speechwriter, confidant, Brusewitz, saying they offered him $20 million to an administration official. That is attempted espionage. That is attempted spying, bribing. If the Russians did this, I mean, it's insane. The Chinese, look at this. Go ahead and play the clip.
I think this proves that the president isn't a slave to Israel.
Apparently, or he's broken free. He's his fetters.
You know, I don't think
I don't think
the president was ever a slave to Israel, and I think characterizing it as that was not fair. You know, I'm friends with 8 years ago. I became friends with Bibi Netanyahu's son Yair.
Yeah,
he's a nice guy. There was a moment in time.
Is he fighting in Lebanon right now?
I actually haven't talked to him in a while, man.
Oh, I think he's in Miami, but whatever. Okay.
I don't think he's in Miami. I invited him to my wedding. So yeah. For the people who call me anti-Semitic, I invited the prime minister.
They're calling you anti-Semitic.
They call me anti-Semitic now. So I invited the prime minister of Israel's son to my wedding because, you know, and he's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
But there was a moment in time where
I know him, for the record.
The president, after the 2020 election, and, you know, didn't have a great relationship with Bibi. Bibi was the first world leader to congratulate Joe Biden.
I remember.
After the rigged 2020 election. And I think that's made people feel, you know, a little bit different about that relationship. The president now has a great working relationship with him, but he's certainly not a slave to Bibi or a slave to Israel. And I think people who suggest that are not being fair.
And that is a very important clip, also dealing with the fact that President Trump has broken with Israel. But the main clip I want to play, overhead shot, please. We're going to get it. We're going to have it. You're going to see it. Ha, ha, ha. Woo. Can't unsee it. He shares a never-before-told story to Tucker Carlson, and it's a remarkable testament to his character. Alex has rejected close to $20 million. It's more than that. It's $2 million a month in social media contracts since this whole war cranked up 15 months ago. Shortly after the Iran strike in June of 2025, he received a message that said, "Great news from Israel," and through a foundation wanted to offer roughly $2 million a month to disseminate info through social media related to Iran. This is to the head of Trump's social media. He said no shortly after Brad Parscale, who is President Trump's old digital media guy from years ago that Trump no longer has contact with, appears to have gotten a similar contract for Salem Media. Brad filed a FARA contract with the State of Israel, openly taking foreign money. Here's a clip.
So there's that. But yeah. Certainly let's prolong the war on behalf of the Netanyahu regime. That does seem to be funded by somebody because it's not an organic position in the United States. There's not, as you said, 67% in favor of the MOU. So right. Like there's a groundswell of public support for following this lunatic path even further. So who is paying for that?
That's a great question. And for getting foreign influence out of the political ecosystem, specifically online, is a very it's a passion project of mine.
Yep.
You know, I am Trump social media guy. That's when I'm branded in the press.
Yep.
So you can only imagine the type of money that these countries and other companies have tried to throw at me. I do not take any foreign money. I don't take any money from the Gulf countries. I don't take any money from India. I don't take any money from Russia, China, no foreign countries.
How much could you make if you wanted to?
I've probably rejected close to $20 million in contracts over the last 15 months.
Damn.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
That takes some restraint.
So, you know, it's I've had a really interesting career. Made some money. I made no money. I made, you know, and I'm not really focused on money. And I think that's what separates me from a lot of my colleagues or competitors, if you will, in Washington. However, I've actually never shared this publicly. In June of 2025, mid-June, shortly after the first Iran strike happened, I got a message from a friend and he texted me when I was on an airplane. He said, "Alex, great news from Israel." And I want to read the message so I don't butcher anything that was said. At 2:47 on June 16th, 2025, "Good news from Israel. They have budget for the American market to make a strategy and social network against Iran. I talked about you and they want to work with you. It is through a foundation. Call me when you can and I'll tell you all of the details." I said, "I appreciate you thinking of me. Likely can't get involved with this one."
Good for you.
So in June of 2025, it is documented that an Israeli foundation wanted to hire me, an American social media strategist.
Trump's
social media strategist to help disseminate information related to Iran. I never got on the phone call, so I don't know exactly what they were looking to get amplified, but I didn't do it, you know? And
what
so
was the foundation, do you know?
The foundation was never specified. However, 2 months later, an organization run by President Trump's former digital guy, who the president hasn't talked to in 6+ years, Brad Parscale, ended up filing a FARA contract with the State of Israel for $1.5 million a month.
A month.
Which, in comparison, Brian Ballard, who is potentially the top lobbyist in Washington, D.C., charges the country of Saudi Arabia $60,000 a month. Brad Parscale has no experience being a lobbyist, and he certainly isn't selling access to the president because the guy's got zero access to the president. So 2 months after I was reached out to work on an Israeli social media campaign related to Iran, Brad gets this social media contract with Israel, paid through by a German entity called Havas Media Group. And I'm going to read you a part of Brad's initial FARA filing related to his deliverables for this particular contract. It says, quote, production and delivery of a minimum of 100 root creative assets per month, spanning video, audio, graphic, and written formats. Creation of 5,000 monthly variants of creative. At least 80% of content is tailored to Gen Z audiences across platforms, including TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, podcasts, and other relevant digital and broadcast outlets. Integration, oh, here's the kicker. Integration of narrative messaging into Salem Media Network properties and aligned distribution channels. And then lastly on this section, paid media campaigns delivering a minimum of 50 million impressions per month with a target average CPM under USD $2 across the combined budget pool. So that's what the FARA filing says.
Wow.
That's what it says. And
so that means that the Israeli government is paying Brad Parscale to spread its propaganda in the United States through various vectors, most of whom are MAGA influencer types.
So it doesn't specify MAGA influencer types actually in that contract. I just don't know what he's getting paid $1.5 million a month for.
Okay, so I went to Barton Springs. People don't live in Austin. It's a big, giant, dammed off, 68-degree Edwards Aquifer spring. And I went and swam about 3/4 mile, trying to get back into swimming for cardio. I used to be at my peak. I swam up to 3 miles a day. But I went and swam, and I get out. I'm drying off, and a fellow walks over, white guy. And I guess you say he looked Jewish, curly hair, whatever, young. And he goes, are you that guy? And I said, yeah, I'm Alex Jones. And he looks at me, he goes, you know, the Jews are great people. Jews are good. And I said, okay. He goes, well, you don't like Jews. And I just looked at the guy. I was supposed to be all guilty or something. And I said, well, that's not true. But I said, I don't support Israel controlling our foreign and domestic policy. I don't control Israel putting in hundreds of millions of dollars to kick people out of Congress. And the guy starts just gibbering. Jews are great people. Jews are great people. And I said, I don't try to control Israel. And I said, I'm done talking to you. And that was it. Like, he thought, like, pointing at me saying Jews are good people, like I was going to go, oh, God, I'm sorry, I love Hitler. Oh, God, I'm sorry, I don't love Hitler anymore. I don't love Hitler. I don't like Hitler. And I don't like foreign governments running us. And I don't like foreign governments coming in here and spending hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. I mean, you know it's in the billions. In propaganda, I don't want the Russians, the Chinese, anybody doing it. And Israel's like, hold my beer to all of these people. And it's to get us into a war that closes the Strait of Hormuz and destroys the economy. And they want him to have boots on the ground. But Israel said, we're not going to do boots on the ground. And they want Trump to invade the Strait of Hormuz, which they know will suck us fully into full commitment and something that will make Vietnam look like a cakewalk. So that's where we are. And now Trump's saying he'll destroy all of Iran again if they don't close, if they don't open the strait. And he said, and if you break a ceasefire again. Israel admittedly is the one that keeps breaking the ceasefire. I'm not a fan of the mullahs. I'm just going to report the truth. This is crazy. I said back when this started, I said, if you can knock the mullahs out like you think in 4 days, good luck. But it's not going to happen. And it didn't. It didn't work. And calling people a Nazi only pisses them off. We'll be right back. Now, everybody's talking about forever chemicals, and there's a whole bunch of them, and they just basically never go away. And they've been directly linked to cancer, infertility, obesity, mind fog, neurological disorders exploding. There's a big study out, harmful forever chemicals in blood of almost every single American. 98.9% of the American people. And that's just these chemicals. That's less than 100 of those 58 different ones that are seen as PFASs. There are hundreds of other chemicals like atrazine, glyphosate, you name it, that are in the water supply. And most bottled water has it. Even if you've got well water runoff, it's got it. It's everywhere because the fuel additives, the list goes on and on. Processed foods, you name it. The thing to do is gravity-fed filters with the highest rated double carbon filters. There's two carbon filters in our unit, but each one has two layers in itself. So it's double carbon, each one, not just two filters. It does 3 gallons an hour of tap water, swamp water, pool water, and everything is non-detectable. These are the platinum standard of filters, the highest rated, highest tested. You can read the studies by top third-party firms that tested it, two different ones, theolicestonestore.com. We got a limited run of these, the most beautiful stainless steel, the highest quality. These are like $100 less than similar units that aren't even as good. But those sold out. Several thousand come in early next week. You can pre-order those now, and then it'll probably be a month till a bigger order comes in. If you want to get at the head of the line so that when these come in, you will be shipped to you first, now is the time. Because I would imagine the way they're selling in about a week or so, I was talking to Bigley, their sponsor, this morning, the pre-order will be sold out when it comes in, and we're going to take it off the site, no more pre-order for the time being. Once that happens, we're going to wait till a bigger shipment comes in because we don't like to even do pre-order, but this is so important. It supports the show. You commit to do it. You know you're going to get it. You're going to get it first. This is hands down an out of the park major victory. It is the top of the line carbon platinum level, highest quality stainless steel, beautiful unit, great for your restaurant, great for your home, great for your cabin. It is the very best you're going to get. They sell units that aren't even as good for $400 all day. This starts out at less than $300 for VIPs, like $220. You cannot beat this deal. And it puts together in like 3 minutes, totally easy to use, very durable, tens of thousands of gallons go through it. Then you just buy replacement filters that are inexpensive, the highest quality. Get at the head of the line now and support the broadcast so we can rebuild this information warfare operation, get more hosts, more crew, more reporters. It's a 360 win. Don't wait. The biggest thing you do for your body, for you and your wife, your husband, your children, your staff, your crew, your coworkers, is have these units in the break room, have these units in your kitchen. It's a beautiful unit. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and ensure you get it first before we take it off sale until we finally get it back in stock when a bigger shipment comes in about a month. But a limited shipment coming in, it's about to sell out. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. Also, running for the next 2 weeks is the Start of Summer Super Kickoff Sale. Every 3 days, one of our best-selling supplements will be buy one, get one free. Right now, it's Ultramethylene Blue, medical grade, the very best out there. You can also get the T3 iodine up to 50% off as well. That's the next 3 days. All the new 250th anniversary limited edition Patriot ball caps and t-shirts, some of the best designs ever, are now on the site as well, and it funds this operation, thealexjonesstore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel anytime, get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, and more at thealexjonesstore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Lost audio.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Sunday transmission. Thank you so much for joining us here this evening. Very special Sunday Night Live coming up with 3 hosts, 5 guests, a bunch of exclusive stuff, the former head of the Border Patrol to drop bombshells, Bovino. You don't want to miss the 6 and 7 o'clock hours coming up tonight. Here at Real Alex Jones on X and at rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live and on radio stations across the country. We're very, very thankful for. But I've done an hour and a half and haven't plugged yet. Let me just tell you about the new super sale. Now, for 2 weeks, we're running the kickoff of summer sale, biggest sale of the year, across the board, up to 50% off. But you can also get buy one, get one free for 3 days. There's different sales every 3 days. We're no longer offering buy one ultramethylene blue, get one free. That elapsed. The new sale that's been running since Friday ends tomorrow at midnight. It is bovine colostrum cellular recovery defense matrix with other key super herbs that supercharge it. This is a private label of a top concentrated brand in the country of bovine colostrum. A little scoop each day. Your nail, your hair, your eyesight, and if it's good for your surface, imagine what it's doing for your organs. The first 2 weeks of milk from a human, from a cow, from a donkey, from a giraffe, from a wolf, or from a blue whale. They're mammals too. They feed their young with milk. They have, you know, whales have little short hair on them too. Mammals are hot blooded. We have mammary glands. We feed our babies milk. Other key things like that. There's things similar to mammals that are possums, marsupials, but they're not quite us. But we're the same as a dolphin or a blue whale or a walrus. We're mammals or a rat or a coyote or a mountain lion. All mammals, the weird stuff about mammals is, you know, all mammals, male or female, whether it's a rat or a mountain lion or a human, empty your bladder in 21 seconds. Interesting. Did you know? Just a little factoid. Look it up. It's weird. There's all sorts of other little factoids. But in the first 2 weeks of any mammal, there is a clear milk. If you've ever had kids and you see your wife breastfeeding and, you know, the baby's suckling and gets, you know, full of milk and then kind of falls asleep and then runs out of their mouth, it's basically almost clear. It's a little bit milky and it's thick and it's colostrum. And in that is all the immunity of the mother and all of our ancestors. It's pure natural vaccines, super peptides, super amino acids. It's incredible. And if you go back hundreds and hundreds of years in Germany and England, only the royals could usually afford this. They had a sickly child, or the queen wasn't producing enough milk. They would say, give them the first 2 weeks of a cow's milk. And if you really had the money, because it was, you know, it was hard to find, you would want jackass milk. A jenny is a female donkey. German medical literature, British medical literature. Now, obviously, there's not big creameries, you know, that where they have female donkeys. But second to that is cow. And it's not pasteurized because it hasn't been boiled, hasn't been heated up. It's super concentrated with the marshmallow root that somehow supercharges it. And I've told the story. My mother never wants to go on TV, but she did last year, that we should find that and rerun it. I'm at a restaurant. She's talking about it at my dad's birthday last year. And she goes, Alex, because I already knew she was taking bovine colostrum. So months and months before this actually came out, I said, hey, try this. I know you're into colostrum. I'm taking it too. A few months later, she goes, I want more of that. That's way better than my colostrum. Look, your dad was completely bald. I'm not kidding. And now all this hair is coming in. And hair that was gray started, she showed me at the restaurant. You see it? It's coming in brown. This stuff is amazing. And if you take any of our products, take the methylene blue, take the T3 iodine, pure iodine, nobody else has got it, and take bovine colostrum. It is buy one, get one free until tomorrow night at midnight central at thealexjonesstore.com. And there are a bunch of other sales as well. It would take too long to go over it all, so I'm not going to. Now, this has a ridiculous name, but it deserves it, and Bigley made this product. I told him over a year ago, a year and a half ago, I said, listen, I want to make something better than TurboForce. That was formulated like 6-7 years ago. It was great by a top formulator. I said, here's the formula. I want it even better, even stronger. I know there's new stuff out that's even more powerful. So it's very similar formula to TurboForce, but way stronger. It's super heavy, little bitty scoop, 10-hour clean energy without a letdown. This stuff is absolutely amazing. And it's got all these super nutrients and all of these special compounds. And it's got all of this special high-end, time-release, naturally occurring stimulant from herbs and three different types of caffeine. It is amazing. So fast energy, but then it's smooth, 10 hours. Ultimate power is what it's called. I would just call it like ultimate energy or something. But I like ultimate power. Energy focus and more. Great pre-workout. Great post-workout. It's Patriot Punch. That is back in stock, 30% off. our great zeolite detox that chelates and pulls toxins out of the body. It's a private label, one of the top brands out there. That's 50% off. Also, we have the new American 250th birthday limited edition 4th of July apparel. These are some of the best designs, not just that Bigley ever made. These are some of the cleanest, best popping designs I've ever seen. Now, some of them I came up with the concepts, but what they did is incredible. But some of the other shirts I came up with are even better than what I did. Because, you know, they've done over 800 shirts now, most of them limited edition. Some are okay, some are amazing, some are the best. You can always tell what's nailed it. But I can always say, oh, that'll be a big seller. All of these are great sellers. All of these are very popular. They're very clean. Whole bunch of different designs. My favorite is the new kind of royal blue with America 250. Really clean. We've got the Gadsden flag on the Betsy Ross flag, destroying tyrannies of 1776. We've got the America Ride Fast, Live Free, 1776. 250 years of freedom, praise the Lord, and pass the ammunition with the rattlesnake coiled around a couple of high-powered semi-autos or full autos to fund the deep state, 1776 free. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com, but that one looks so good. I wore that in public the other day. I'm going to wear it on the show this week. And it's just really pops, really, really proud of it. And on the right-hand arm, it's got the Betsy Ross flag. And that's how we fund this operation. So I'm very, very thankful to all of you. And then finally, I want to air this great little piece that Reese put together of Dr. Bigley. It's really funny, talking about what's in the water. But all the forever chemicals, all the atrazine, all of it, the biggest thing you can do is get a gravity-fed filter that has the highest rating, that takes it all out, with the nicest stainless steel housing at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. And we've almost sold out of the shipment that's coming in. The first one came in, sold out in 3 days. I knew it would because it's an amazing product. And people that know gravity filters knew. More coming in, I think, Wednesday than those ship out. We're almost sold out of the pre-order. And then I'm not going to do pre-orders anymore for a while. I'm going to wait till more of them come in. So it's your last chance. You want to get it right now. The platinum, highest line gravity fed filter. Get yours now. Here's the Dr. Bigley promo.
Hi, folks. Doc Bigley here. And today we're going to get to know our H2O. Billy, what kind of water do you drink?
Why, tap water, of course. Ma says it keeps my teeth sparkly white.
I'm sorry to say it, Billy, but your mother is either plain ignorant or worse. A communist. Let me explain.
Tap water used to be safe to drink, but communist subversives in our government introduced fluoride into our nation's tap under the guise of dental health, when in reality, fluoride lowers your IQ, calcifies your pineal gland, and makes you susceptible to anti-capitalist mind viruses.
So you're telling me I'm a sap if I drink tap?
Yes, you are, Billy. Yes, you are. But don't despair. We've found a solution. Follow me. I'd like to tell you a tale of two frogs.
Frog number one has only ever drank unfiltered tap water, chock full of fluoride. Observe him listening to satanic music, abusing substances, and engaging in other perversions.
Look, Doc, they're trying to play leapfrog. They're pretty bad at it, though.
Avert your eyes, Billy. Let's continue.
Meanwhile, frog number two has only ever drank water that has been filtered for fluoride and other impurities. What a happy frog family.
Spill the secret, Doc. How do you get rid of the communist poisons?
With the new water filter system from the AlexJonesStore.com.
Say, Doc, may I have a glass?
Why, certainly. Well, that's just swell. No water in the water filter. Listen, I'm not mad at the crew, but I asked for real water in here 30 minutes ago and never got it.
Crew's in trouble again.
Oh, yes, they are. All right, so you've got the Israel lobby running around saying that if you don't accept total war, let Israel commit us to a greater Israel and put ground troops in Iran and nuke them, that we're all Hitler. And then running around trying to kick everybody out of Congress that doesn't go along with it and trying to censor everybody and spending billions of dollars propagandizing us illegally. And then you had the Carmelo Anthony case and all the racial attacks and craziness that happened there and just the insanity. And it's all divide and conquer. It's all so stupid. We're all getting chemtrailed. We're all getting 5G'd. They're all targeting everybody, Jewish, Christian, conservative, you know, liberal, whatever, with poison shots. It's just stupid. And I can show you 100 of these clips. I know you see them everywhere. Here's a black woman claims that black people aren't successful because they don't commit enough crimes against white people, and the only way they can gain respect is by becoming villains. Well, you're already got at least 20-1 black-on-white crime, and this is an attitude that's being taught, and the liberal corporate media runs this, and they run countless TV shows and movies where white people are the villains and white people are hunting down blacks and Hispanics and killing them. Statistically, it's not even really happening. It's very rare. But they create the illusion so these people actually believe this is happening. You got to fight. No, to be good in society, be productive, be hardworking, be steadfast, be honest, and you can still get ahead. You can also be a crook and join the system. But if you just run around beating up white people or killing them, yeah, Soros DAs will let you out a few times. You'll end up, though, you know, having a big rap sheet, not having a good job, and your main job will be just being let out of prison every time you attack somebody or kill somebody every few years. And then you'll a lot of times get killed because people will shoot back. So they're trying to start a race war. You can pretty much say we're already at a medium level of one. Same thing in Europe where it's open season on whites. This is just the stuff I saw today. And look at this. This has come out for a week. It's now confirmed it happened. These three losers jumped a white girl. They were yelling "Free Carmelo" and stating that they were going to target the smallest white girl they could find. This is a hate crime and should be treated as such. Make an example out of them. I mean, look. A crime is a crime. The left want to say if something's hateful, then you get a longer one. You assault anybody. White person assaults an innocent black person, apply it evenly. I wouldn't even call this a hate crime. They went out in a gang, racketeering, and assaulted somebody. 5 years in jail. They beat her up bad. So we got that. But imagine thinking, and you've seen the videos where there's a homeless veteran in Florida, and a guy on a black guy drives by and just knocks him in the nose. Bloodies his nose and says, "That's for Carmelo. You're a juror." The guy doesn't even know what he's talking about. "I'm not a juror. What are you talking about?" I mean, like, oh, yeah, let's just randomly. I mean, imagine because Carmelo Anthony stabbed a white guy to death. I'm going to randomly go to a Walmart parking lot and stab a black person. What? Don't know who they are. Don't know what they've done because they're black, got brown skin. I mean, it's crazy. And there's hundreds of these every day. Everybody always jokes as they call the thugs scholars. A scholar dances with joy after beating a man unconscious at an intersection. The scholar was driving the wrong way and collided with the victim, got mad, got out and beat him up, keeps beating him when he's on the ground. The cops show up, and the black cop tackles him. So, you know, a lot of great black folks out there, they're more pissed off than anybody. Imagine how this makes them feel. A firefighter stands by and refuses to even exit his SUV. Unbelievable. But the cops do show up. And I see these every day. That's what's so dangerous about these online purchases or going out and meet somebody to sell them something. Teen pulls a gun on father and son in Houston Facebook Marketplace deal, stealing their truck. A father and son were robbed at gunpoint in Houston after meeting a man through Facebook Market listing an e-bike, electric bike. The victim said he underestimated the suspect because he looked like a little kid and claimed to have walked from his aunt's house. HPD later caught the teen after chasing him into the brush in Jersey Village. He has been arrested and charged with aggravated robbery. Why do these people, and I got video of young whites doing it too, but statistically blacks are way more apt. What are they thinking? I saw a video last week of the same thing where a guy shows up to buy a bike with fake counterfeit. It's a white guy, but he's talking in, you know, thug lingo. And the guy says, "Hey, this is fake money." So he shoots him 15 times and kills him. Now the guy's going to be in prison for life or executed because he's white. If you're black, they let you out a few times. So let's go ahead and play those reports back to back. And then one more of a young white girl at a park with her two-year-old in her arms. And the blacks come and say, "Get out of here. That's our bench. That's our park." And then beat her up with the little kid. I mean, this is, imagine if white people, if you saw a video like this, cities would burn. And then you've got, of course, Caitlin Clark getting beat up, hit, stomped in the groin, punched in the throat. And then she gets condemned, even though she brings in half the money into the women's basketball league. It's just, it's insane. But this is the level of anti-white animus. Here's the video.
Black people, the reason why we're not getting nowhere is because we're not committing enough crimes against humanity. We're not.
True genius.
The Asians and Hispanics them f***ed around and caught Stockholm Syndrome to these white motherfuckers. And we ain't do shit to them. And we the ones that they hate. When you become the villain, that's when people really respect you. And until we understand that... But you know what? We're not disgusting people, so it's not going to happen.
These three losers reportedly set out and said that they were going to find the smallest white girl they could find to beat her up. And they did do that. They found a little white girl, they beat her up, and while they were doing that, they were chanting and screaming, "Free Carmelo." They went out of their way to go and try to beat up a white girl because they believe that Carmelo Anthony is... I don't know if they believe he's innocent or if they believe that he's justified to do what he did and then he shouldn't face any consequences. So they decide to go out and do their own hate crime. That's what it is. They went out of their way to do a hate crime. They better be charged with a hate crime, because if three white people went out of their way, said they're going to find a small black person, beat them up, and then start making comments such as that of, I don't know, of free whoever, that would be considered a hate crime. This needs to be charged as hate crime and see what happens. And make an example out of them.
Imagine a black man, or he's about 18, black man, is driving the wrong way, runs into the front of your car. You get out to give him insurance, and he kicks him over and over in the head, stomps him, beats him with some type of object, and is jumping up and down like he's Mike Tyson, beating him. It goes on and on. And then the cops come and tackle the guy and take him to jail. The judge will probably let him go, give him an award. Beating the white devil. I mean, kicking him full power jump kicks into the head, into the throat. I mean, imagine the disconnect. Oh, I'm mad. I'm going the wrong way. I hit you. So now I'm going to try to kill you. And the black cop tackles him. Because he starts rushing another cop. I mean, this is just cuckoo town, man. Absolute cuckoo town. I can show you 100 more. I'm not like cherry picking this. And it's happening too. Statistically, other groups are increasing. I got a bunch of videos here. Like in Spain, where a little 13-year-old girl just sits on a chair right next to where her family had chairs. She sat in the wrong chair. I've done that many times at the beach when you got chairs, you know, reserved. People say, "Hey, that's my chair." "Oh, sure." And this guy literally starts slamming her head, choking her, trying to kill her, and then everybody starts beating each other. I mean, and this is happening more and more. People are going crazy. The statistics are there. And look, I keep using old FBI statistics, 20-1 black and white crime. It's actually like 40-1. I mean, it's there. Everybody knows it. 9 out of 10 blacks get attacked by black people, and it's a small minority of young black men, but it's been greenlit. Here's another video in Houston. I see these every day. And it's not just black people doing it. It's whites, Hispanics are coming up, just robbing people, coming to buy. Usually it's a motorcycle or a bike, and they just steal your car and shoot you. Here's the video.
It comes with the key. So if you don't like it, we'll give you money back.
It's a nice e-bike.
You gotta get the money first, bro. You can't take it with your money like that.
He just pulls a gun.
I'm sorry.
That's not a black kid. That's a white kid. Or Hispanic.
The key's in there. Please, in there.
But he's notice he's got the whole gang lingo that the CIA put out a gangster rap on record in the 80s. And now he steals their truck. So, again, I mean, this is just crazy. And, of course, he's going to go to prison now for a long time. What are these people thinking? They're not based in reality. Now, look at this. This is just one example. I see this every day. The film is called Miss Meadows 2014. And there's constant new ones out. But it's the opposite, basically, of who the perpetrators are than Citizen Vigilante, the big viral film they're banned in Germany. And she goes around killing a whole bunch of white men that are all criminals in the town because they're white. And this is just Hollywood, where, again, you can have plenty of whites as criminals in movies. Show other people as criminals, too. The point is, don't push this illusion that only white people commit crime. Yeah, just roll a little bit of a shoot in this guy.
Why don't you and I get some lunch, and you can read some of those poems to me?
No, thank you. I prefer to read silently.
I think you're pretty cute, don't you?
I'm going to walk away now. I suggest you let me.
Get in.
Are you threatening me?
Get in!
Toodaloo. Mrs. Davenport, what are you doing?
The Department of Corrections released nearly 2,000 prisoners over the last 6 months because
now
of
let's shift gears into Caitlin Clark. She makes half the money, doubled their purse. They hate her for years. She's constantly getting beat up every game. She didn't even complain when she got kicked in the groin, punched in the neck. All this stuff goes on. We can show them the slow-mo of that. And then now other players are doing things like when they get bumped into pointing their finger. And everybody is saying that that's the ultimate crime that you can commit. She almost triggered a BLM 2.0 by pointing her index finger. And of course, I'm talking about Sophie Cunningham. I almost want to watch the women's NBA now because it's like gladiatorial sport. We'll show you some footage of that. All she does is point her finger, and the other team just completely flips out over it. And this is the black against white against black crap that is totally mindless. While the globalists rule over us and control us, it came out in the WikiLeaks. Hillary was talking to top psychologists at universities, the heads of psychology departments, about upping the racial division so that we wouldn't unify against the globalists. Overhead shots. A lot of incredible memes have come out of her. And she is a looker, too, and really funny. Here she is, Hollywood, make the call. Boom. Here's another one. So having a lot of fun with that. Look at this one. Sistine Chapel riff there. All right, we are out of time. I'm telling you, this talk show host is amazing. When we launch the full network, when we get more crew and the bigger studios get open, thanks to your support, I want to see Edward Zoll doing a show. He's going to quarterback all these huge guests. Greg Bovino, former head of the Border Patrol, dropping bombshells. They're going to be looking at the latest poison shots they're covertly giving the military. mRNA, MKUltra hearings now back on for next week in Congress. CIA freaking out. Massive Sunday Night Live coming up now on these feeds at Real Alex Shows on X and Rumble.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look, vodka, potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow, the methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the AlexJonesStore.com.
What does .com mean?